This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett, live in Nashville. I'm in the Omni Hotel, and I'm here with one of my favorite people. So you guys always ask me, what do you do in radio besides just talking on the radio? And part of it is talking to reps. Now, I'm here with one of my favorite reps, Scott Michaels. Scott Michaels, how long have you been in the radio industry?
Well, I used to be a DJ.
Right, and you'll be able to hear this very clearly.
Good afternoon, everybody. No. So I've been in radio and records now for 45 years.
45 years. Now, you have one big artist that you helped break, if I'm not mistaken.
And, you know, it's amazing, Crockett, but I celebrated my 30th year with some dude named Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney. And you were telling me, so maybe some people out there will remember this. Back in the day, they used to do like a pizza party.
Oh, my God.
And they would take artists around the radio stations, and they'd buy pizza, and you'd play their song. And Kenny Chesney was part of these pizza parties.
You know, when I first met Kenny, he was in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1995, February 6th to be exact. And I had no idea what this guy looked like. I mean, I was doing records for we used to work at Buck Owens.
Okay. Oh, wow.
On radio. So I did the same thing you did, afternoon drive, whatever. So I got into the record business, a promotion dude. And they set me with some guy named Kenny Chesney. I'm going, okay, whatever. And did my job. So we met in Little Rock, Arkansas. He came from Nashville. I came from Dallas. And I'm going, what the heck does this guy look like? So I had him paged. Can you imagine that nowadays?
Yeah.
So I had him paged on the airport intercom. When Kenny Chesney, please meet this party at the baggage claim. So he comes, you know, a little soft, a little guy, a little small. Oh, my God.
Kenny's not a tall guy.
No, he's not. He's 5'4", to be honest with you. So anyway, my first words to him were, you Chesney? And he goes, yeah. I go, get your ass in the car, we're late. The rest is history. So we did this thing called a pizza party.
The pizza parties.
Where we all had our regions, and I had the Southwest. We went from, Little Rock to Tulsa to whatever. And we would go into station conference rooms, and we'd have the GM. Back then, there was a lot of people.
Yeah, sure.
We had the GMs and the salespeople and everything else in there. We'd bring in pizzas. It was a dog and pony show.
Right, yeah.
Pizza, sodas, whatever. Subways. And he would go in there and do a little, you know, 4 or 5 song
right.
thing.
Right. All he had at the time.
So all he had it. Well, he didn't even have that.
Right, yeah, you know, right,
he's
yeah.
He's like playing songs off his new album, and people are going like, okay, yeah, whatever. We have a lot of these things going on. But there was something about Kenny that people really were attracted to, and that was his aw shucks image. And you know something, Crockett? To this day, 30 years later, stadiums now doing a residency at the Sphere. First country artist to do that.
I was going to say, so from pizza party.
From pizza parties to the Sphere.
To the Sphere.
In Las Vegas. He is still the same individual he was.
And you know why I know Kenny Chesney's a good guy? Because after all these years, I've talked to Kenny a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And he still talks highly of you. Some people, they'll get rid of guys as they go along the way. He's always kept you with them.
Well, you know something? The first things I said to Kenny was, you know, we were doing the radio thing. And I said, Kenny, you don't worry about what radio does. That's my job. Your job is to get to know and love, emphasize the word love, your fans. And to this day...
And when you see Kenny, you know he loves his fans.
He loves his fans.
So what many may not realize, there may not be a Kenny Chesney if there's no Scott Michaels.
Well, yeah, we had a great team. I mean, you know, every you know, same with GGY Froggy. I mean, you have a great team. That's why you're a winner.
Well, see that? Well, Scott, you know? Thank you for joining the show and a little peek behind the curtain.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Crockett.